So, Hare Krishna, everyone. Hare Bol. Hare Bol. I want to affectionately welcome all of you. First of all, I need to see all of you. welcome to this wonderful day of celebrating Nityananda's appearance day. Now we should forget everything, even the snow, our tiredness, our regular day, you know, which starts when we get up and shower, and then we have breakfast and lunch, and you know, all these things which normal people also do. And it is good to try to understand Lord Nityananda. In the night I was writing, like I always do, but not always, but I often do. And I was just praying to Lord Nityananda, how can I understand him? Well, not just historically, that means he appeared at a certain time in history, but to understand him I have to try to understand him spiritually, and more, how can I, as a conditioned soul, come in contact with Lord Nityananda? Yes, yesterday Hari Prasad reminded us that we should be, what was it, pure and simple? Pure and simple in our approach to the spiritual master. These two qualities, pure and simple, are always very good in when we try to approach the spiritual reality. Very good. So yes, let us see. We thought, let us first glorify Lord Nityananda through singing this Nitai Pada Kamala. Yes. Also, here are some. Oh, thank you, Valentina. I think this. And then we will chant his Pranam mantra. But I just wanted to say at the outset, Nityananda's tattva is deeply confidential. Bada guda nitonanda e avatari chaitanya tekaya jari se dekite pare. In this incarnation, Lord Nityananda is deeply confidential. One can know him only when he is revealed in the heart by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This appears in the Chaitanya Bhagavad. Maybe we can understand a little bit Lord Buddha or Lord Narsingadev. Maybe we can understand a little bit Krishna and Balaram when they appeared. But to understand Lord Nityananda, it's like a confidential secret. And confidential secrets, they need to be shown to us. For instance, a confidential secret would be a Narahari's recipe for making the Nishinga Laddu. It is a recipe which is not known. It is well known. I think even Ramananda Gopal, the pujari of Lord Nishingadev, has not means fortunate to be revealed of that secret, or is it?
Nobody knows.
It's a confidential, well-kept secret. How do you prepare the Narsingha Laddu? I have no idea also. I can see the outside a little bit. There are these, is it poppies or the, what? Poppy seeds, yes. It's poppy seeds. So this is how far my understanding goes. You're laughing, but I don't know if you laugh with understanding or with non-understanding. You may need to listen now very carefully so I can understand the surface of the laddu, the outside, but not the inside. So in the same way, I can certainly understand something about Lord Nityananda from the outside. I can understand he appeared 500 years ago. He made a massive spiritual revolution. He was surrounded, imagine, by a few thousand devotees. Always, he was never seen alone, except for rare occasions which are documented, but mostly he went with sounds as if someone is coming, you know. Yes, he was surrounded by thousands, and he did kirtan and made this massive kirtan movement in Bengal. I mean, massive. Prabhu's and Mataji's, they were. From the historical documents which I read in a scholarly work about Gaudiya Vaishnavism in Bengal, it was 20,000 minimum. He was always, and he created like a whole revolution in the countryside on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But there are things about him which are very, very mysterious and remain mysterious. Yes, historically we can understand him, but all his miracles which he performed, the way he gave love of God to really the lowest and most fallen and sometimes dangerous elements of society. And why he did so, and how he did it, it's like the inside of Narahari's laddu. This is not known. And I do believe you can understand something, like if you give the laddu for chemical analysis in the university clinic of München, you will understand a little bit more. Also, I know there must be a little ghee inside, this much I know. But the inside of Lord Nityananda's tattva, not even the University of Munich will be able to find out. So I really request you today so that you are not just, you know, there is a great danger that you become religious and stop being spiritual. Wow, what is that? What does that mean? Religious people are different from spiritual people. Religious people want God to come in their world and help them in their world. Spiritual people want to transform their hearts so that they can go in God's world. Wow! It's not about belonging and making God, bringing them in their little world. It's about changing the heart so that we can transcend and go beyond the sufferings of this world and to Krishna. It's a totally different approach, but it requires some qualification to go there. There's now an article out which is highly discussed by the intellectuals of ISKCON. How can we keep the Krishna conscious movement as a spiritual empowering movement, you know, and not just a place where people believe something, but they just believe it, but they can't really change their heart and understand why this is so. All right, so we are before a wonderful task. I'm trying to serve you. Here are all my notes, but I need the mercy of Nityananda and of all of you. Really, yes, I'm not just saying it. You need to be willing to enter the mystery of this most hidden and confidential avatar. So we thought, let us sing. And I see Gaurahari has a gala. Thank you, Gaurahari. Did you applaud to Gaurahari or to me, or was it to the fact that the garland was given? Or did you applaud and not know why you applauded? Hare Krishna. Good. So we will sing. One moment, we have to go. Can you find me? Of course, the text is here. Is this all right?
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita
Thank you. Asa ye sa ye.
Om Krishna
It says, without the personality of Nitai, O brother, O sister, it's not possible to attain Radha and Krishna. So firmly take hold of his lotus feet. It's a very substantial statement. No? It says we require Nitai's mercy is like the gatekeeper who needs to open the door so that we can move forward to Radha and Krishna. We should hold firmly his lotus feet. Let us try to do so by offering our pranams, our obeisances to Lord Nityananda. In our tradition, we have pranam mantras. No? You have heard about these mantras. I think you all chant pranam mantras to your respective gurus. It's when you offer your obeisances and connect to them, pranam mantra is uttered. And there are two pranam mantras which I'm aware of. To Lord Nityananda. This is one of them. It's from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. I'm not sure if we have it on the blackboard. Oh, we have. Is it big enough or can it be enlarged? Or if not, no problem. It's 5-1. Please repeat after me. One moment.
Vande
Ananta,
Ananta,
Adbhuta,
Adbhuta,
Aishwaryam,
Aishwaryam,
Shinitananda,
Shinitananda,
Ishwaram,
Ishwaram,
Yasya,
Yasya,
Ichaya,
Ichaya,
Tatsvarupam,
Tatsvarupam,
Agena,
Agena,
Api,
Api,
Nirupyate,
Nirupyate,
Vandenanta Buddha Ishwaryam,
Vandenanta Buddha Ishwaryam,
Shri Nityanandam Ishwaram,
Shri Nityanandam Ishwaram,
Yasye Chaya Tatsvarupam,
Yasye Chaya Tatsvarupam,
Agena Pinirupyate,
Agena Pinirupyate.
Vandenanta Buddha Ishwaryam,
Vandenanta Buddha Ishwaryam,
Shri Nityanandam Ishwaram,
Shri Nityanandam Ishwaram,
Yasye Chaya Tatsvarupam,
Yasye Chaya Tatsvarupam,
Agena Api Nirupyate,
Agena Api Nirupyate,
Vandenanta Buddha Ishwaryam,
Vandenanta Buddha Ishwaryam,
Shri Nityanandam Ishwaram,
Shri Nityanandam Ishwaram,
Yasye Chaya Tatsvarupam,
Yasye Chaya Tatsvarupam,
Agena Api Nirupyate,
Agena Api Nirupyate.
Yes, please, someone else.
Vandenanta Buddha Ishwaryam,
Shinityanandam Ishwaram,
Shinityanandam Ishwaram,
Yasye Chaya Tatsvarupam, Agyenapi Nirupyate,
Agyenapi Nirupyate.
As a Vaishnavi, please, it's nice to have this Vaishnavi also.
Vandenanta Buddha Ishwaryam,
Vandenanta Buddha Ishwaryam,
Shri Nityananda Ishwaryam,
Shri Nityananda Ishwaryam,
Yasye Chaya Tatsvarupam,
Yasye Chaya Tatsvarupam,
Agyenapi Nirupyate,
Agyenapi Nirupyate.
Yes, thank you very much. The Pranam Mantra translates, let me offer my obeisances to Lord Nityananda. Let us say,
let me offer my obeisances to Lord Nityananda.
Wonderful. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose opulence is wonderful and unlimited,
by his will,
even a fool can understand his identity. So if Lord Nityananda's mercy full on this fool here, sitting here, on all of us, we can maybe enter into the secret of his confidential appearance. First of all, let us understand a simple point. Why does the Lord or God take several forms? Like Nityananda is one form, the avatars, the Shingha and so on are several forms. Why does he expand like this? You must know that the Lord has, Krishna has one desire. He wants to spread his love. He wants that his love is overflowing. And in order to facilitate this overflow of love, he takes these different forms to address different living entities in their different circumstances, with their different needs and desires, personalities, and so on. And thus it is so that the Lord, who is one, takes on many forms, and all these forms, my dear devotees, remain one. This is there. This concept you can find also in Christianity. Have any one of you practiced or believed Christianity in some form or another? You know, Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, Orthodox, any form of Christianity? There's a few only. We don't have so many religious people here. In Christianity, there is a concept with which the Christians struggle. It's called Trinity. Do you know what this means? There's God, there is the Son. What is his name?
Jesus.
Jesus, yes. Oh, wow. And there is what? The Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Now, all of these, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, in Christianity are considered one. The monk Augustinus, he's a fierce philosopher, he said, just like, I don't know if I get this together, love, knowledge, and something else, perhaps sweetness, as all one. It's all, you know, when you love, you know the one who you love to some extent, at least you know his name, his address, and so on. So it's all one. Also, all the different forms of Krishna are one. It's very, very interesting. Prabhupada was talking about this Christian Trinity. There is also someone called Trinity, no? Regarding the Christian Trinity, Prabhupada says, I believe it's called God, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and the Son. Hmm? A person in Krishna consciousness accepts this by the name Vishnu. Who's Vishnu? Huh? God, yes. Paramatma. Who could be Paramatma? The Holy Spirit in all of us. And Jiva. Huh? Jiva is? Jesus. Yes, that's with J even. Yes, Son, the Son. No? God is a person. The Holy Spirit or the Super Soul is a person. And the living entity is also a person. And then he goes into, also Mary is the representative of the energy of God, either internal or external energy. So Radharani is what? And external energy? Yeah, different names, Durga. Prabhupada says Durga here. So there is no clash between the Bible and the Vedas. So the concept here is, my dear everyone, let's go back to this thing, because we will never understand Nityananda without first starting here. It's all one. It's all God. God is a difficult subject. He is not just one person with a, yeah. He is expanding. He is a lot. So in terms of Lord Nityananda, he is part not of a Trinity, but of fivety. That's a new English word. Do you know the English word for fivety? No, I'm asking my English specialist. Quintet. He's in a quintet. That's the right word, a quintet. And they are all together one. Who is the quintet? The Panchatattva. All one. You can't have Lord Chaitanya without Nityananda. They are belonging together. Therefore, in the next verse, Krishna Das Kaviraj, in order to make this point clear, he chants, please repeat after me, Jaya Jaya Si Chaitanya,
Jaya Nityananda,
Jaya Advaita Chanda,
Jaya
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Advaita Acharya, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, we are one and also different, but we are also one. We are divine. You are all an eternal divine child of the Lord, and believe it or not, He loves you. Hare Krishna needs to be said. Yes, 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 yes. So, Krishna Das Kaviraj makes this very clear. He says, Pancha Tattva, the spiritual quintet. Pancha means five and Tattva means truth. Ekavastu, Ekavastu means one substance. Nahi Kichubeda, there is no difference between them. Ras asvadite tabu vivedha vibheda. But in order to taste rasa, this is amazing devotional flow, they have gone into a difference. No? Prabhupada translates it like this. There are no spiritual differences between the five pancha truths or tattvas. For on the transcendental platform, all spiritual phenomena are absolute. Yet there are also varieties in the spiritual world. And in order to taste these spiritual varieties, that is the rasa, the taste, the experience, the emotional experience, the relish, no? In order to taste this, one should distinguish between them. I know this is a lot of philosophy in the early morning on an empty stomach, and don't worry, we will now change absolutely the subject. It said in the first 20 minutes of a lecture, the lecturer can, if he has a qualified audience, speaks dense philosophy, then he should quickly go into something that is easier to see, like stories. I'm not yet at the story point, but at the light, now comes the light point. My dear devotees, we live in the Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is a difficult age for everyone. We have relatively short lives. There is unfortunately the nature that we quarrel with each other. You may say, Shukadev Goswami says, we have short lives. You may say, oh, that's not a problem. But the problem is expressed in the next attribute. We like to quarrel. Even in a spiritual movement, there are difficult situations which are brought by difficult people. You know, it is natural for Kali Yuga. You might say, no, it's not a problem when one is just having a quarrel, some nature. But Shukadev says, But there's something else. People are lazy for spiritual life. I think some of us saw this in the disciple meeting when we heard the what is our process, what's the boat, what's the vehicle that brings us there, and that we must enter this boat in order to reach somewhere. No? So you might say, well, it's not a problem when we are lazy, you know. After some time, even a lazy man will get up and eat something, you know. But the problem for spiritual life is still there. We often have wrong understandings and are misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. Jiva Goswami goes into the detail of what this upadruta or disturbance means. He speaks of physical diseases which come, which disturb us, and also mental irritations. We don't like people or like situations and so on. And therefore we suffer from anxiety in the mind. So, how can we take to spirituality? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the age of Kali and was already quite progressed. You know, 1,500 years is something at least in our time calculation. And he was holding Kirtan as the process of becoming Krishna conscious. You know, in the age of Kali, singing together is the easiest way of performing spirituality. That's why our Kirtan events are usually very well visited. I just come from one of the Radhadish Mellows. Do you know that we had 1,800 people? And we could have had much more, but we had to close the registration because the rooms, we don't have space for 10,000 people and so on. Kirtan is easy and it has become, it's now everywhere known. Even you have heard in the Taizi, this it's a Christian community in France. You find 15,000 people singing together. It's the way you Kali Yuga people can do. They can't quarrel when they sing. They come in a different mindset when they sing. It happens when you sing. You change the, I don't know what happens, neurological, but something happens. And it's known, my dear devotees. And you find in the, even in prehistoric men, we were in Africa for the Ratha Yatra, and I went into the, I thought when I'm in Africa, I want to see a lion face to face, you know. So I went where the lions are in real nature and saw a prehistoric cave. And do you know what I saw in the cave? There was a cave drawing of people standing in a circle and dancing. Obviously, they were doing kirtan. I just don't know what names they chanted, but something was there. Some form of religious or spiritual worship was there. It's for this age, kirtan is the thing. So, at the beginning of the kirtan movement, Lord Nityananda, who had just met Chaitanya, we will hear a little later about this, he said to Lord Chaitanya, what's wrong with you? Why is the kirtan performed behind closed doors? Anyone remembers where the kirtan started? in the house of Shiva's Thakur. Thank you very much for your participation in the house of Shiva's Thakur. But outsiders were not allowed. There was a gate which was locked. People stood outside, they heard the singing, and some speculated about the loud sound of the singing, what they do. But Mahaprabhu, Nityananda said to Chaitanya, "Brother, why are you doing this kirtan behind closed doors? All the Kali Yuga jivas must be here. Instead, you are doing this kirtan secretly and no one can enter." Nityananda, now you get a little understanding of his mood. "You promised everyone in this avatar you would give prema to everyone. What has become out of your promise? You have broken it." Mahaprabhu answered now, "O Nityananda, I have not forgotten anything. I waited only for you. I promised that I would preach Harinam Mahamantra. However, it is through you that I will fulfill this promise." There is an Ashtakam for Lord Nityananda, which we will chant this evening, is it correct? It has 8 verses in glorification of Lord Nityananda. And in this Ashtakam, this conversation is described. There is a verse that says, "Hey, brother Gauranga, what will be the destination of the sinful souls of Kali Yuga? How will they be saved?" Who is saying this? Yeah. Yes. Mahaprabhu then requested Nityananda, "Oh Nityananda, you have to do this. Start your preaching." And then Nityananda gave a promise, and it's so beautiful, you must hear it in song. Yateshtam re brata Guru Hari Hari Dvana Manisham. We will all sing this together. But now I will sing it only alone because I forgot to bring it on the table. Tatova samsaram buditaranadayo mayilaget idam bahuspote otatiratayam yapatikriham. You can now sing. I will sing in Bhaje Nityanandam.
Bhaje Nityanandam.
Bhajanu Tarukandam. Bhajanu Tarukandam. Niravadi.
Niravadi.
So Vrindavanadas Thakur says, I constantly worship Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He's the root of the Krishna Bhakti tree, who was wandering around Bengal, and he approached the doors of everyone with upraised arms, and he exclaimed, "Oh brothers and sisters, without inhibition," means reservation, "all of you together continuously chant Shri Harinam. If you do so, I will take the responsibility upon myself to deliver you from the ocean of material existence." That's a promise. There are a few promises in our scriptures. Who remembers one promise? Someone said Savadaman Parichajai, at least I heard. Give up these lower dharmas and surrender unto me. Someone may say, but what's with my karma? No, no worry. I will take care of your karma and moksha yishyami. I will liberate you. That's one promise. This year, in a few days actually, I will go to a place where Krishna made another promise. It's in Vrindavan. It's near Kamyavan. He touched, there was this question put to him, will you leave us? Who asked? It was a Shridam Shaka. Shridam. He looked at Krishna with, will you leave us? It was 4 days before Krishna went to Mathura, and Krishna gave a promise. He said, no. I make a sacred oath now on my father Nanda Maharaj. Oh, boy, this is strong. And on the fact that I'm in charge of these, of all his cows, these 900,000 cows. I make an oath. And then Krishna said this. He touched the rock. There's a whitish rock there. I will never leave the Vrajavasis, those who live in Vrindavan. I will never leave Vrindavan. I will always be there. And I will never leave those who try to reach me. That's my promise. So if you keep on trying, which you do very nicely, you have a promise of God. So here's another promise. Oh brothers, without hesitation. Like today, when we came in the kirtan, and the kirtan, oh, you danced without hesitation. And when I slept Ramananda Gopala on his back, I could feel it was almost as wet as a foidel. Foidel is a cloth which you use to wipe a wet floor, sweating without inhibition. All of you together, without hesitation, chant continuously Sri Harinam. If you do so, I will take the responsibility upon my own to deliver you from the ocean of material existence of Kali Yuga. So yes, we are unfortunate. Yes, we quarrel. Yes, we are lazy. Yes, we are misguided. Yes, what else we are? I'm already forgot. Always disturbed. Even at the festival, someone may think there are too many people, too less oxygen. Not my style of prasadam, and so on. We always find something. The shower too cold, too hot, and so on. It is unfortunately. But the Lord says, if you chant, it's no worries. So, yesterday I made a little point, my dear devotees, but I couldn't explain what we have heard now. Thank you. Can you see something subtly appearing in your understanding? There is a promise. When you do kirtan, Lord Nityananda is there and he takes you to him. There are four places where God is always present. And one of these places is the kirtan. He says so in the Padma Purana, that I'm not really there where people meditate. I'm not really in Vaikuntha, but I'm there where my devotees chant. And there In this activity, you can meet the Lord face to face. All other avatars, says Baladev Vidyabhushana, have a non-participatory leela. They come and only their associates take part in the leela. Do you know? Only the associates are there, not conditioned souls. Of course, a few conditioned souls take part. These are the ones who enter for the first time into Krishna's pastimes. But in general, everyone is an associate, even Kamsa, even the demons. Yes, and again, Hari Prasad, a revolutionary new concept. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur pays his obeisances to these to everyone, including Jyotila, who always wants to stop Radha and Krishna from meeting. They all play a role. They all come to perform a leela, a pastime. When Ramachandra, he left the forest. Why did Ramachandra leave the forest?
His father.
Who requested this? Kaikeyi. Now, before this happened in the leela, 10,000 devatas came to Kaikeyi and said, "You have to ask that Ram leaves the forest. The leela has to go on." "I don't want this. I don't want this. I love Ram," said Kaikeyi. "And it's a leela. You have your role to play." It's almost when we have in Krishna consciousness a theater play and someone plays Jagai and Madai. He's a devotee. But outside he will say, and we know devotees are doing, lay actors amongst the devotees do better in these heavy roles because they have some experience of this. we always see it's so convincing when someone plays a demon, but when someone plays Krishna, I don't know. Or Radha Rani also. No. And then leela, my dear devotees. Leela, leela, leela. Have you heard the word? It's a play. And you need antagonists in this type of play. There are other plays where there are no antagonists, other leelas. So they come and perform on the stage of the world. Nityananda and Chaitanya says, "Come on, climb on the stage, come and do leela with us in the kirtan." And it's an ongoing kirtan. I've made this note. Baladev Vidyabhushana has pointed out this special. When Krishna and Balaram come, they perform their pastimes like in a theater to attract the people of the world. But in Gaura Leela, when Krishna and Balaram come as Gaura Nitai, yes, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda invite the souls to join them in the Sankirtan Leela. And you can see this in one song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went through Navadvip. Udila, Udila Aruna. Oh, some of you please join. Udilo Aruna Urababhange Vijamani Gora Amani Jage. Maybe I should sing and front, then it's easier. Bhakata samuha loya sate. Everyone. Bhakata samuha loya sate. Gela nagara raje. Madhava Yadava Hari Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari Bolore Bolore Vadana Bo. She gelo de rati nichini davase gelo de rati divasa sharira saje divasa sharira saje. Everyone chant Mukunda
Mukunda
Madhava Yadava Hari. Everyone chant. Fill your minds with the holy names of the Lord. Oh, you there, you pass your nights in vain, captivated by sleep. What the people will say, maybe we should not sleep. No, don't misunderstand. And your days in decorating your body. I think we have some people I can see, they're getting ready for the initiation, and they're decorating their bodies at the moment. This and that needs to be done. Don't any one of you think about what you're doing. Don't you ever think that you have achieved a very, very rare human body? Please listen. If you do not worship the son of Yashoda now, you will fall into a shameful condition at the time of death. So this is how the Sankirtan Leela goes on, or went on in the old times. Mahaprabhu and Nityananda would say, come, chant with us. And they would wake up the people. We have heard about this positive disruption, remember? A few days ago. And they invited them on the stage of eternal life. This is the speciality. So it was Mahaprabhu who broke open this storehouse of love of God, where it was hidden, where it was behind closed doors. But Nityananda was his principal distributor. There are various names for him. One is Purna Shakti, he's the full energy of the Lord. Seva Vigraha, he's the embodiment of service. And a long name, Murtimana Krishna Prema. Maybe some of you will be initiated with this name, so that he has a long name to say. My name is Murtimana Krishna Prema. I have gotten such a long name so that I sometimes stop in my life, because I think often about myself, so then I can think. Murtimana Krishna Prema, what are you doing? So yes.
Oh, now everyone is afraid. Hopefully I don't get this one. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
We covered 2 points. First of all, the Lord in his many forms and in his avatar in the Kali Yuga, he appeared in a quintet. That's a wonderful wonderful way of saying Panchatattva. It's there was the Bhakta Rupa, Sri Chaitanya. There was the Bhakta Svarupa, Nityananda, Bhakta Avatar. And then there was the Bhakti Shakti. And also the Jiva was also there. Yes. Hare Krishna. To give a lecture on Panchatattva is very far from my mind because it will be very long. It must, at least you must have a seminar of 10 days, but I can already whetten your appetite. At the moment, Keshava Maharaj is going through about 240 lectures of His Holiness Kadambakanana Maharaj, who has researched the Panchatattva, amongst others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's main subject, and he has brought some wonderful truth to light, and it will help us in our Gaura Bhakti very much. So let us hear a little bit about Nityananda from the Leela point of view. You cannot understand God by only philosophical statements. You need to have something that gives you rasa or taste in him, and that's usually the Leela. He appeared in the years 1407. Who remembers the name of his father and mother? Hadai Pandit, yes, he's also called Hadai Oja, and his mother Padmavati. You know, yes. You must know this couple could not conceive. They couldn't have a child, but one night, a great sage came into their dreams. It was not dreams, it was a different state of consciousness. And he said, you will soon conceive a son. He will be a Mahapurusha, with unlimited Shaktis, unlimited energies, and he will deliver thousands, and his speciality is he will go to the sinners, to the lowest. From the beginning, when Lord Nityananda appeared, it was clear he was a special child. Without ever having heard the sacred scriptures like Ramayana and Bhagavatam, he would actually ask all the friends of Eka Chakra, that was the place where he appeared, to engage in pastimes. So one day he played Ram, and who was battling in Sri Lanka against the demon Ravan and his whole army of Rakshasas. And the actor who played Ravan took a flower. I can imagine if maybe there was a Kadamba flower which was at hand, or I don't know which flower. And he threw it on the chest of Ram, just like Ravan had taken a very powerful weapon. And it pierced the chest of Ram. So when this happened, Nitai collapsed and fell down unconscious, and he could not be revived. The whole village was informed that Nitai, whom everyone loved like anything, he was not only the son in a way, he was of one couple, every Grihastha couple thought, Nita. They came and he was dead. People did not know what to do until one person, remember from the Ramayana, Hanuman, he brought the medicine, which is medicine called? Sanjeevani, yes, which would bring back Ram and also I think Lakshman. No? Yes. Yes. So the boy who had played Hanuman jumped up, he knew what to do now, and brought some herb, and then he gave this to Nityananda, who was still lying unconscious there. The moment the herb came, Nityananda, the boy, he was known by the name Kubera at that time. Kubera? Advaita Acharya was also known as Kubera. I only know him as Nityananda. So he awoke. Now, when he was 12 years old, that's how I have heard it, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip. And at that time, still in Eka Chakra, Lord Nityananda, he felt the divine appearance of his brother. Because remember, he has always been with the Lord. When the Lord came as Krishna, Nityananda came as Balaram. When the Lord came as Rama, Lord Nityananda came as Lakshman. Yes, he was always there. He was just so moved that he roared, and for a moment the whole universe fell unconscious. And then they woke up. What was that? It was the roaring of Nityananda. It was not COVID or something. It was... Yes. And it was from that day on that the little boy had only one thought in his mind. How can I leave those who love me most? How can I leave Eka Chakra, Gram, the village of Eka Chakra, and join my brother for our pastime to distribute the Sankirtan movement? Now, one of his names, as we heard, is Purna Shakti. He has all the energies. One of the energies is the Icha Shakti, the willpower. And the will of the Lord always is fulfilled. So by his own willpower or energy, one day an unknown sannyasi came and stayed as a guest in his parents' home. In the evening, he sat down with Nityananda's father, Hadai Pandit, and they discussed about Krishna throughout the whole night. Then, at the end of the night, Hadai Pandit said, "You have given me the most valuable thing. I want to reciprocate." This, by the way, is a rule in spiritual life, also in healing. When you receive something, you must reciprocate. That's the idea of Vyasa Puja. No? We must reciprocate. But it's a normal thing. It's a normal thing in spiritual circles. Also in health, when we go to a healer or a doctor, we must reciprocate so that it can work. The healing, no? The transfer, it's a transfer of energy which takes place of, and so on. So Hadai said, "What can I give you?" You are sannyasi, you need to take care of your travels, they need to be clothed. Can I can I perhaps give you some vegetables for your next journey? You can, your next stop, you can cook. No, 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 said the sannyasi. Okay, he doesn't want to have things in kind, it's called. Is it called in kind? We have in our family one golden bangle. It's solid gold. Can I offer this to you? No, 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 said the sannyasi. No need, no need. He made many suggestions, but he always said, no, no. Then what do you want? Then the sannyasi said, 6 words that were the cause of the death of Hadai Pandit and of many people in Eka Chakra. These words were, I want to take your son. No, no, he's so small, he is of no use for you. A grown-up person can come with you and serve you. I want Nitai. No, if you want a Brahmachari assistant, there are other. I want Nitai. Well, I said, I have to speak to my wife. So he went to Padmavati. Padmavati said, I knew it. One day it would come to this. You have given the promise, you must keep your promise. So when the sannyasi heard this wonderful reaction of the mother, the love of the mother is the biggest love in this world. He said, see, I have this bag here, and inside the bag I have everything that will fulfill your desires. And he reached in the bag and he pulled out a deity of Krishna called Muralidhara. Say?
Muralidhara.
It means the one who carries the flute. Each time you look at this, yes, said Nityananda, that's the fact, mother. Each time you look at the face of this deity, yes, said Nityananda, it's true. Sannyasi said, I'm just explaining. So you will see the face of your son, Nityananda. And look now, Padmavati looked at the face of Muralidhara and saw Nityananda. Does this remind you of something you heard earlier in the lecture? It's all one truth, Hari Prasad said. It's all one truth. But for rasa, there is differentiation. Padmavati had said, don't take my life from me. You know, he has just said it as a mother. She didn't say, when she heard it, immediately, yes. We don't need Nityananda, take him. No, no, her first thing, maybe I've presented it wrong, says, I don't take my life from me. But on second thought, she only agreed. And now she had her life. It's a Muralidhara deity. My dear devotees, I want to ask now, who of you has seen this deity? It's still there. Gaur Govind has seen. Madhuchanda has seen. Have you made a photo, Gaur Govind?
Probably.
Probably. But that is somewhere in It would be nice to see that photo, but maybe it was forbidden. They always say forbidden, but Hare Krishna's never, ever. Why do you laugh? It could be a sign of no culture, and you laugh about it. Yeah, it could be. But I want you to think, my dear devotees, that's all. But I think by now, Shumit has not yet understood. He always laughs. When I would say now, Pasaram, he would laugh. You know, it's very easy to. But Shumit, maybe you soon get it, you know. So first think and then laugh. No? So. So the deities, my dear devotees, also your shilas, are not statues or stones. They are directly Krishna. Especially a Shalagram Shila, a Govardhan Shila, a Sakshat Bhagavan, directly Bhagavan. They don't need to be installed by anyone. So when you worship the golden rule, which you always should keep, so that your service doesn't become neglectful or dull, is to understand the deity is a person. If you worship this deity, the Sannyasi Thakur told Padmavati, you will see your son. And by looking with loving eyes into the face of Muridhara, she saw Nityananda and all her desires were fulfilled. Oh God, because otherwise it would be too painful to even tell about this, no. So this sannyasi had fulfilled his purpose. There are various theories who this sannyasi could be, but in one scholarly article, all the theories were defeated. I would also be interested to know who the sannyasi is. If any one of you find out, I will have 10 questions for you, and you will have to answer all these questions. But if you can, then we found the sannyasi. No, so this sannyasi soon disappeared. He had fulfilled his purpose, but Nityananda kept on traveling until one day he met Lakshmipati. He is the guru of Madhavendra Puri, and he took initiation from him. Lakshmipati first didn't want to give initiation, but in the night Lord Nityananda appeared at him, before him, and then changed into the form which Lakshmipati was worshipping. Which form? You know, Balaram, yes. So I'm ordering you, initiate the first person who comes to you in the morning. It will be that young Avadut, Nityananda. So Nityananda came the morning and he was initiated. Eventually, after a long pilgrimage, I think it took 12 years minimum. I heard also 20 years, but quite long. Lord Nityananda came to Navadvip and he was met by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm now feeling the time factor. Let me, what is it? Oh, I have not even covered 1/5 of my lecture. But we have so much program today. So let me, can I just finish, please, that meeting of, you must hear this. I will shorten everything. Earlier, Lord Chaitanya had said to his devotees, go, I know my older brother has come to Navadvip, he's here. And he sent two devotees, Haridas Thakur and Srivas, to look in every house, under every tree, in Navadvip and even the close by villages, but Nityananda could not be found. Because you must, we have heard in this morning this amazing shloka where it said, in this incarnation, Lord Nityananda is deeply confidential. One can know him only when Chaitanya reveals him. So Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, Srivas Thakur could not find. So Gauranga laughed and said, yes, yes, I know. He wants to be found by me and revealed by me. So he went straight like a bee who goes to the honey into the courtyard of Nandanandan Acharya. You can still visit this place. It is very, very friendly. And I remember I came there last when I was in Mayapur, and the people were just so friendly, you know. Like, I was with my assistant, Atul, and one Bengali Mataji called, Atul, Atul, you know, and cried with happiness to see Atul Krishna. I mean, it was just so endearing, and Atul was, he's also there. Maharaji, Maharaji, you know, so affectionate. I've never seen such a welcome. So it's there. So Lord Nityananda was sitting like this. There were waves of ecstasy, which could be felt. I was once in Prabhupada's presence when he was in ecstasy and cried tears of ecstasy. And, you know, it's really far out when you see a genuinely ecstatic person. It touches your heart like anything. So the devotees did not know what to say. Here it is said, there is. The luster of gold appeared most insignificant. Lord Nityananda's teeth resembled a set of pearls. He had attractive hair, and his two broad pink eyes. He had pink eyes. Wow, David, that's style, you know. His two broad pink eyes. One wondered when one saw, are these lotus flowers? His long hands and arms, it's actually the arms, stretched down to his knees. Well, that's finally an arm, you know. So he looked so enchanting, even without any ornaments. And he felt when Lord Chaitanya moved towards him and was before him, he felt this. Then Lord Nityananda gets up, and now you will not believe what he says. Please hold me. I'm so ecstatic. Then he asked everyone, where is that coward boy Krishna? Standing before him, you know. Where is he? Then he uttered strange words, and he cried. Then he laughed. Then he asked for honey. I need honey. In other words, all this whole spiritual reality is in front of him. Krishna is there, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Balaram. He likes honey. You know, he drinks honey. And he is not a member of our boring world, in other words. Hare Krishna, the mayic world. And from mayic living entities, he looks, one can almost not understand him. He's, it's just so ecstatic. So Nityananda and Gaurachanda stood before each other, caught in an ocean of ecstasy, and they stared at one another without uttering a word. Tears started to come. You can see here, but these were not a small mental tears. An ocean of tears came from them and flowed over the ground incessantly. And then Lord Chaitanya said, today he began to speak, is a very auspicious day for me. I have seen with my own eyes pure devotional symptoms that are the essence of the Vedas. All the scriptures are just teaching love, 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 ecstasy. This shivering, this flowing of tear, and Lord Nityananda also shouted loud, and loud shouting are not possible for anyone except one who is empowered by the Lord. If one personally sees this bhakti in Nityananda, Krishna will never reject such a person. Heno vina nitaiva. No, all without Lord Nityananda, we cannot go to Radha Krishna. But when we come in contact with this bhakti, you need bhakti to see Krishna. No? Bhakti will bring Krishna. Bhakti is stronger than Krishna because it pulls Krishna. So when one sees this bhakti, Krishna will never reject him. I am firmly convinced, says Lord Chaitanya, that you are the full manifestation of the Lord's energy. By worshipping you, Nityananda, a living entity attains devotion for Lord Krishna. You can purify the entire 14 worlds. Wow, that's a lot. Your qualities are inconceivable, unfathomable, you can't understand it, and confidential. I think, says Lord Chaitanya, Krishna has a desire to deliver me. That is why he brought you to me. By huge fortune, I have seen your lotus feet. By worshipping you, I will most surely get the treasure of love of God. Hare Krishna. Yesterday night, I was so excited that tomorrow is of this day, and I tried to write something in glorification of Lord Nityananda, but my dear devotees, it was not easy. And then I remembered this photo. Picture. The best way to understand Lord Nityananda is by understanding a huge full moon. Therefore, this is very big. The full moon has a high point up there and a low point. Nityananda's inconceivable super high qualities are that he takes a form of a little girl to enter Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Do you know this form? Ananga Manjari, yes. Who pleases, she's the younger sister of whom? Radharani, yes. Therefore, it is, that is the way in which this tattva participates in Madhurya Rasa. You know, remember, tattva and rasa we require to understand. So he's very high. If you read the texts, Ananga Samputa, Yes, the treasure book is very, it's just wonderful text, no? But he also, Nityananda, is the sattva is Balaram. And Balaram, in the spiritual world, manifests the throne on which Radha Krishna rests. But he comes down this tattva, tattva, truth, philosophical principle, truth, absolute truth, into this world as the Samasti Guru, that is the Guru Tattva, which works in all those who are gurus, who are servants of this principle. He comes and he takes conditioned souls, and now comes in my new word, he conducts them. Conducts means to bring, to lead them to the spiritual world, to Krishna. So in this way, look, I know it's very difficult if you are not accustomed to read such text. The main principle is here that Nityananda is the highest, has the highest in the Leela, and he comes to us to save us and to deliver us. And he, you know, what he does? He does not look at qualifications. He just doesn't see them. He is so much, Prabhupada said, a drunken man. doesn't make considerations. He gives. In my childhood, I had a friend. He was a professor before, and then he became a drunkard. And whenever I needed an ice cream, I would go to Fritz Monarch, that was his name. King Fritz, we called him, the children. Some little ice cream is required. And he would, yes, of course, I have baked something here for you. And a drunken man does not know even if he has cloth on. If he is really drunken, I mean. I don't think any one of my disciples has, maybe one was like this, but that's really a lot of being drunken. So he is also very, and therefore he doesn't consider, which is good for us. When I came as a child, the Fritz Monarch was giving. He didn't consider, I need bread to buy bread for myself or a new dress or so. No, he was. If I would meet Fritz Monarch today, I would give him all that what I took from him as a child, because it was not good for me, but I was a child. So, yes, so this is Nityananda. The last limit, the final limit of mercy, highest goes to the lowest. And as we said, I think, do you think very often of Nityananda throughout the year? Now not all the young people who have maybe heard and yeah. How often do you think? Daily? That's a wonderful. That's wonderful. I would love to meet you on a day and ask you, what do you think at this moment? Then I would be fully convinced. What I have seen generally in our movement, we think once on Nityananda Trayodasi, on him, very deeply. And I would like to request you today, I think we will have a darshan of Lord Nityananda. Where is he standing on the altar? Can I just ask? Yeah, that is from your perspective. From his perspective, yeah, but yes, we are looking from our perspective. So there is Gornitai, and Goranga is next to Radha, is the one next or closest to Madan Mohan, and Nityananda is there. And one his Mula mantra is Bija mantra, Om Nityanandaya Namaha. No? And we can, when we have darshan, focus on him. Those who are brahmanas can, it's a beach mantra, it brings some realization, they can chant this. Yes, I must admit to you, I was born on Lord Nityananda's appearance day. You know that 1900, oh, I always forget numbers, whenever my number was, you know, when I was born, then that was Nityananda's appearance day at that time. No? And but I, because he's so Gouda, so secret and so hidden, and can only be accessed when he's revealed by Chaitanya, I must admit to you, I don't think enough of Nityananda. I think of Radha and Krishna, I think of Prabhupada a lot, and I think these, but I have to give lectures on Nityananda's appearance day. That is saving me a little. So I have to prepare, obviously, and I'm just overwhelmed when I prepare. How do I do it? I hear good lectures, I read in the Shastras, I just think a lot about it. Then he comes into my mind, and it's wonderful. So I wish that all of you on this appearance day will have the appearance of Lord Nityananda in your mind. It's easy now. We will have darshan. Remember, on your left side, there's there's on this side is Gonitai, and then the further left of the two, that is Nityananda. Maybe he's dressed in a special way today. Let us see. Good. Lord Nityananda Rama ki. Go, Premarani. Thank you all very much. I hope it was interesting and had some good thoughts.